A word for you from Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. And he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. These are the words spoken by the angry prophet. Yes, in the previous verse it says he was exceedingly displeased and angry. What was he angry at? Well, if you didn't listen to the last word for you, go back and listen, but it's the previous few verses where it says God changed his mind. God decided not to destroy the city of Nineveh. They were an extremely wicked city, and Jonah knew that. And as a prophet of Israel, he hated the city. He wasn't like his God who had commissioned him. Because his God has a completely different character. God was pleased with their repentance, and Jonah was displeased. But for the moment, let's just look at God's nature. It is something to be praised. His nature is something to be glorified, something that we can revel in and find hope in, as the people of Nineveh found hope in his character. Even in their pagan mind, though they were an extremely wicked city. In fact, they had caused many terrible things to happen to Israel, and the city of Nineveh was directly involved. But somehow, at the back of their minds, when they heard that they were going to be destroyed, and no hope of forgiveness was given, in the previous chapter, verse 8 and 9, it says, from the king down to the lowest man, it said, let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows, God may turn, and relent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we may not perish. You see how they had hope for themselves. It was a little bit of an understanding of God's nature, that God is willing to relent. God is willing to forgive. And because of that, they directly involved themselves and they sought hope in God's nature.